You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Kindergarten's hard.
You can't do your son's homework already?
Yeah. It's hard. No, it's hard. It's hard as a parent, I think. There's a lot of new stuff that I'm just unsure about. So I can't, and I genuinely need other parents to text in and tell me what they do. And I want teachers too. If you are an elementary school teacher, what do you want? What do you want from me? Is
did
my
you
question.
See, this is a side note, but did you see that story of some lady who was like, I'm doing my kids' homework, and then everybody's like, you're so dumb. Like, she was doing it bad.
Oh, she's like getting it wrong?
Oh, she was like, I'm doing my kids' homework, and they're like, you're getting it wrong.
Right. She was like, you don't even get it. Like, you're great, my daughter. Like, I'm the one doing it. And then, and like, teachers from around the world like, right, you're the problem. Okay, you don't know how to do
math
this.
Differently now.
They have to stop that.
That's what I was thinking T-Hack was saying, but then I remembered Leo's in kindergarten. Yeah, he's not learning that stuff yet. No. So what's different?
What is that math called real
core,
quick?
Core, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, where it's like, there were times where like Noah would go like 43 plus 17, and then all of a sudden he's drawing dots, yes. And I'm like, bro, that's 60. You're done. Like, what are we talking about?
What?
Like, it's just 60. He's like, no, first you have to draw four dots over here, and then one dot, and then you draw three dots over here. Oh, look, now we have to draw one over here. And I'm like, what? What are you doing?
Oh.
It's like a 10-minute dot drawing exercise. And I was like,
oh. How they show their work. I was a nanny, and the girl came to me and said, can you help with my math homework? And I said,
absolutely not.
I actually cannot, because what is happening here?
You know, it's bizarro world.
Yeah. Oh, no. Now I'm very nervous.
Yeah. Good luck, man.
Maybe, I've heard of it. I just missed it, though. Like,
Common
I didn't have
core.
That in school.
Common core. Yeah. Not just core. I'm like, ugh.
Have you seen the video? Sorry, still kind of related. I want to say they're somewhere in Asia, but they're doing like letters, remembering something, and it's a lot of hand signals. And they're doing like, it's insane.
And not sign language.
No.
Okay.
But in a good way, like they're smarter than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're over here doing drawing dots to do 43
right.
plus 17.
Yeah, it's a lot like, better than that.
And
but I don't
there
understand
hand
it.
Signaling their way into superiority.
We're a nation full of us.
Yeah, this is the cream at the crop at the top here. Okay, so why is kindergarten hard?
So kindergarten, this is great. I can't stress that enough. Like, this is, it's genuinely great. He has a great
Are
teacher.
Are you being serious?
Yes, I am. And there's all these apps now. It's kind of a lot of apps, but the apps are good because it's a lot. It feels a little like when Erica takes her dog Swanson to the the daycare.
And I watch him all day long.
Yeah. And then you get like they'll text you a picture or they send you like a message. Like
she, when we're not on the air, is camped on the app. It's off-putting. I'm trying to talk to her.
Well,
and she's
he's
like,
not at
hold
daycare
on.
Today,
he's just running
so.
Around. No, but then you watch him at home. You're like, oh, he threw up in his pen.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did find that, yeah.
I get that same notification.
Exactly.
No, so there's this app. There's communication, and it's great. The communication is great amongst the teacher and the parents. But I genuinely want to know, when I get a picture of him doing a project or whatever, it's just an update, like, hey, he's doing this. Am I supposed to respond and like it? Like, genuinely, because in my mind, I think, this teacher is so busy. She's sending 1,000 pictures to 1,000 parents. They don't want 1,000 people thumbs up or like, oh, great, or asking a question.
Maybe we live in a social media world. Like if you put a post out,
you want
with
that
your shoe,
immediate gratification.
When you take a picture of your shoe, you want people to at least like it.
I do, yeah. And that's the reason I keep posting them is because people have told me like, hey, you didn't post your shoes. And I'm like, oh, like you
so,
okay? So now
that teacher took time.
I know.
But I don't know if it's the same at school. My sister was a teacher for elementary school. I'm pretty sure she had zero time to be checking to see if parents responded.
But then what? Like
they're just doing their jobs. They're updating you.
Yeah.
Or like, but it takes him nothing to at least acknowledge. Teachers don't get enough credit.
Absolutely.
So, and I know a like isn't the same as they would rather have their mortgage paid. But like,
yeah. Right, like or better vacation days.
Right. But like, just give me a thumbs up. Like it's.
But I'm this way even at work. If I get an email, I need to get better at it. I think I'm just like, good. Okay, I read it. I don't want to bother this person.
Right.
With a needless got it email. Like,
no, I do hate reply all people. So
right. Yeah. But what if one of us texted in our group text, remember to bring XYZ? I guess it'd be nice to know that everyone read it.
Yes.
Sometimes I throw things out there and no one responds. Mm.
You're literally proving my point. We call you princess every day. You get all the love you need. Don't you?
Yeah, from at home.
But no, I'm just saying, like a teacher.
I don't know. I think it's different.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to.
But if I never respond, I look like
an absentee parent.
Yeah, like I just don't even care, which is closer to the truth. But
no, and then the next mind F for you, like he's going to start bringing these projects home. And then you got to start doing the thing where you go, I can't keep, like you can't.
You have to.
You do. No, my God. You trust me.
You it have starts to. And then at the end of every semester, you take some from the bottom and you get rid of them.
No, you have to keep like one thing from each year.
One total?
Yeah, maybe two.
And you can scan them into a book. You guys never heard of that?
No. Ooh. Yeah, no, I've heard of it. But if it's a tactile thing.
I forget like, you're a father.
If they make like a thing.
You gotta keep it.
No, you don't. Oh my God. You can't, Erica. You can't keep it.
Because also, you don't want it. If you, this is the thing you made, you don't want. Eventually.
Right. But the kids want it.
No, they don't. Like, eventually, they're like, my kids have walked by and it's like, why do you still have this ashtray? I'm like, because you made it. It's like, but no one smokes. I'm like, I know.
Why did you make it?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.